Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about tech debt. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, should software engineering teams be empowered to stop new feature development and address tech debt when there are critical issues related to application performance? Well, yes, but at the same time, you require mature and well-rounded software developers to do that effectively. Otherwise, they're probably not going to do this well, because this is sort of the issue with engineering, in my opinion, where the popular opinion in our community is, of course, that you're never allowed to fix tech debt and you're never allowed to do A, B, and C, etc., etc. But on the other hand, I also see quite a lot of software developers who treat tech debt as their own playground, where there's sort of, like, for them, they cause the issue themselves, almost always. Tech debt is almost always created. But a lot of it, at the very least, I see is being created by the software developers themselves. And the idea that people have, which is usually that, because there is this blurred line for a lot of software developers between what's useful and healthy for the company's company and their code base, because it's not your code base usually, and what you want to do personally. Usually the thing that happens, where if you have software developers who are not especially good at what they do, they will produce more tech debt, and then you will have people who want to refactor. And the problem is that if you do that incorrectly, you're not actually going to fix the problem. You're just going to rewrite the code in a way that some other person wants it to be rewritten at the company's expense, because basically you're stopping new feature development is equivalent to not, well, I'm not going to say not making more money, but that is the basic business model. Shipping code and functionality and features brings in customers or revenue or so forth. And so when you're not doing that, then, well, I don't believe that 100%, but then the idea is that you're not making as much money, or like at the very least it's costing revenue because of salaries and stuff like that. So you really have to understand, and this is the balancing act, really, you really have to trust that the people who are doing like the development know what they're doing, and most of them don't. Quite a lot of them don't. But as I say, like, tech debt doesn't just happen, guys. It's not something that anybody outside of the development department is going to create. There are definitely situations where you might be put in a difficult situation where you might have to make some compromises because of feature requirements and changes and so forth. But that, like, the times when something gets to the point where you have major issues with the system, it's usually due to the fact that, well, I'm not going to put it all on the developers, but it's usually not something that was completely, you know, it's not like we can't stop this from happening or mitigate it to a point where you shouldn't have to do these sorts of bigger refactors and stop like feature development, because the reality is that you're always going to have some measurement of tech debt in the code. There are going to be places that are not so nice, and the better you get at software development, the more likely you are to sustain the system, even though it might not never be perfect, without having to get to a point where application performance and like overall functionality and quality and so forth drops too low. The issue is, as I like to say, when you're dealing with people who refactor for the sake of their own emotional state, which is, I would say, the norm. The norm for most software developers is that they do that, because there's nothing in between usually. So software developers have they usually fall into one or two buckets when they're not very good, in my opinion. Either they they never like fix anything. Like they don't Boy Scout whatsoever because they have this mental blockage where this is not my code. Somebody else has written this. I don't want to take risks with taking my responsibility for updating like if badly written code. In essence, not doing my job properly. I will just add to the problem to fix a feature rather than like refactor things, add tests, etc., etc. I see this reluctance all the time. And that's the one thing that happens usually. And the other thing that happens is that anything that is not the way that I wanted to work is bad, because I want my personal workflow, and my personal workflow is very important to me, and therefore I will preach it as this is the way to do it. And that's not good either. The way that I try to explain it to the people that I work with, this is just my opinion, of course, is that the things that needs to be really well made should be really well made, because just as with any like system or any like machine or anything like that, there are going to be components that have to have a fairly high quality. And there are going to be components that are not so important that they have a high quality. And so when you're chasing this ideal state where everything's just perfect, you're basically just going to chase your tail forever, because your idea of what is perfect code changes with, I would say, at least every year. Software developers, it's not everything, but of course, but your perception of what good code is, just try it out. Write whatever you might want, and then wait a year or something like that without touching the code, come back, and then you'll probably scratch your head at how silly you must have been when you designed it that way. Because you are learning, you are evolving, you are becoming a better software developer, ideally. Which means that your perception of what good code is also going to be evolving. And so that's why I try to tell people that when you realize that like what's nice code and what's not so nice code is usually a very subjective thing, then in my opinion, the wise thing to consider is not so much, is this the nicest code in the world, yes or no? It's more about, how do I structure the code that leads to actual production issues in such a way that basically never happens? And then it's more sustainable for you to take this position, as I was saying, to basically not do the other extreme, which is that, oh, I can't rewrite this whole thing, I can't just do whatever I want, therefore I'm not going to do anything. And instead say, all right, feature by feature, we are going to make this nicer, because the Boy Scouting rule will help you do that. All you have to do is commit to it. In other words, when you estimate your work, or when you're like actually starting, you will have to account for that you might have to add some unit tests or refactor a specific segment and so forth. And then maybe that thing is stuck in a mountain of ugliness, but at least that one piece of software, that class or that file, is now a little bit nicer. And if you do that for every story, it's not going to take that long for you to fix at least the things that you are touching the most. And that's the sort of commitment that I would like to see from more software developers. It's just that doesn't usually happen, because most software developers are more concerned with not scope creeping their own story, or they don't want to do like fix other things that are irrelevant to the thing that they are working on, because that is taking on risk. And which is kind of fun, because the only time the only time a software developer seems to want to do this is when someone tells them, you are now allowed to refactor this thing to be the thing that you want it to be. And I kind of go, yeah, that's great. But the problem is that all that usually happens when you say that to a software developer is that you are betting on that software developer knows how to efficiently do this in a mature and sustainable way. And in my experience, at the very least, it's better to do things as you go along, and then make those sorts of bigger commitments towards the things that are very, very important. An example of something like that is, you know, making sure that all of your core business models and your core network connections, like to different systems or to databases and so forth, are neat, tidy, easy to consume. and that the overall architecture of your business logic, like how you segment it in class, if you're using service layers or if you're using functional, it doesn't really matter, is tested, that there's like it's easy to consume, etc., etc., that these core functionality, these core pieces of the system are working as well as they can. These are the things that you should be focusing on, in my opinion, and put committed effort towards. But you can't just go and say that, yeah, we should just stop all feature development until all the tech debt is like fixed, because it's unsustainable. The system, especially in the larger systems, you're never going to be able to do that. It would basically mean, if you wanted to overhaul a bigger system, that no feature can be shipped for most likely weeks or months, maybe even years, depending on the size of the system. And yeah, that's a pretty big bill to pay for a company, and especially when they're not even sure whether or not the software developers who are doing this are going to be able to actually roll this thing home. Because more often than not, I see the people who are really enthusiastic about this sort of stuff create a pretty, like, they're not really fixing anything, they're simply adding to the issue in their own way. It's just that they don't see it now. They will learn that much, much, much later. That's at least what I've seen. So what I want you to take away from this is that, sure, I will give you that I think that software teams should be empowered to create technical debt stories that needs to be fixed and so forth, but these should be measured fixes that actually make a difference, where there is a measurable value to it. So the rule that usually is good to follow is, does this thing have the potential to create production issues if it's not well maintained or like well structured or well thought out? Because if something is going to reduce your productivity, like your overall ability to ship features without risk, or if it's going to cause production issues, etc., etc., then it's a very good idea for you to have technical stories to fix those sorts of underlying core pieces of your system, such as I was saying, like core domain entities, database, like DAOs, or the models that you might be using to query the databases, like your queries, etc., etc., your integrations, all of these sorts of things that might actually mess up the system. But refactoring everything and like just basically saying that the code is ugly and we need to fix every service, every piece of business logic, etc., etc., that's not going to be sustainable. In that scenario, as I said, I think that the Boy Scouting rule is more sensible, because it basically means that when you're Boy Scouting, you're already working on that functionality. You're most likely going to touch that several times during the course of your story, which means that you're probably going to be more informed when it's time to fix something. Your refactor will be more targeted and most likely more effective, and you're going to get double value usually, because you're testing functionality already. So that's a very efficient way of doing it, as opposed to just stopping all feature development and then like doing it like a little bit willy-nilly. Because the reality is that often people who are claiming that they want to do like bigger overhauls and so forth, they're really only responding to an emotional thing. They're trying to do this big bang refactor change to make themselves feel better about their own system. But at the same time, I more often than not see these same people never doing Boy Scouting, never fixing things when they have the chance, when they're working on stuff and so forth, doing a lot of shim programming, etc., etc. And until you can figure out that that is the baseline, that's the minimum thing you should be doing, that's the norm of what you should be doing, and the bigger refactors should really just be a targeted thing onto things that make a really big difference towards your system, well, then in my opinion, you're probably just going to waste the company's money and time if the company does give you that big overhaul, like restructure everything opportunity. Have a great day.